Can you talk a little bit about some of the discussions that were in these committee meetings to make this decision to kind of add on this additional name?
In the deliberations of the committee, such things were considered as to whether or not for the goal of reaching the nations and reaching people in the United States with the gospel of Jesus Christ, we needed to look at a name that, number one, wasn't so historical. Number two, wasn't geographical. In other words, there's no doubt that Southern, in terms of when the SBC was established in 1845, referred to, well, the states of the Deep South. And we're not now a regional denomination. We are a national denomination. So these are good questions to ask. And yet, at the end of the day, it was determined that keeping the name was actually more valuable than giving it up. And but adding to the name a descriptor of what we do, not just who we are, but what we do, would actually be a significant gain.
What will certain churches be able to do with this new name? How does it change things for them?
Well, number one, you'll notice the name Baptist is in both. That was very, very, very clear to us. In the very first meeting of this task force, we came to the unanimous conclusion that the name Baptist had to continue as a part of whatever we would say about ourselves. And by the way, when you're looking at this committee, you were looking at a large number of members who wanted to change the name, some who probably certainly did not want to change the name, but on that issue, they were absolutely unanimous. So what churches will do is basically going to be up to those churches. We say we are the Southern Baptist Convention, Great Commission Baptists. We hope over time that statement of who we are and what we do, that is Great Commission Baptists, will begin to take on a greater prominence.
Have you heard any criticism from either committee members or people in the church who don't like the name and want to continue solely with Southern Baptist?
There were certainly some on the committee, on the task force, who said, you know, I'm trying to plant a church up in the Northeast. I'm involved in mission work in the Northwest, and Southern there just doesn't necessarily communicate anything. Why would you have a Southern Baptist church in the North? So there were those who were asking that question. And frankly, given some very clear and prophetic voices from some members of the Southern Baptist Convention that came and said, look, the Southern Baptist Convention emerged out of the context of the sectional strife in the United States, out of the issue of slavery and all the rest. There's a whole lot of baggage that is involved there. But at the end of the day, those who said we need to retain the name made a persuasive case that the name needed to be retained. But those who said the name needed to be changed also made a persuasive case, and that came down to adding rather than subtracting.
How do you see this name change as being a part of its history?
Well, the Southern Baptist Convention, like any other denomination, has a history. And the very fact that the SBC was established in 1845 as the nation's sectional strife was reaching the point that eventuated in a civil war is a part of that history. There's a shameful part of that history. It's shameful that the issue of slavery was so involved in the founding of the Southern Baptist Convention. That, however, was not unique to us. That was a national issue. It's a part of our national shame. And it's a part of the story we need to continue to tell in order to be very clear and honest about who we are. It, for one thing, points to how far the Southern Baptist Convention has come. We're now the fastest growth in this denomination is in minority and ethnic churches.
Do you think this will help retain or add members of the church?
Well, the other thing we came down to, just to be honest, is that the name probably is not all that important. It's not insignificant, but I don't think people join a Southern Baptist church because they like the ring of the word Southern Baptist Convention, but rather because they want to associate with what Southern Baptists believe and what we teach and what it means to be a part of a Southern Baptist church. I think that over time, we'll find out kind of where this is, because when we have given this alternative of saying Southern Baptist Convention or saying Great Commission Baptist or saying it all together in one expression, it'll be interesting to see where churches go. Churches are aiming at reaching people with the gospel, and they'll use the name that describes them best when trying to reach people to tell them who we are and what we believe. I think it's a sign of health that a denomination would revisit this question and ask the question. It could be a sign of denominational desperation. It could be that an organization's looking at a very bleak future and saying, can we change our name in order to try to create something new? Thankfully, that's not where Southern Baptists are.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Great to talk with you.